now with the time just coming up to 8 o'clock. Here's Brian Jennings with the news.
Two separate investigations have been launched into the deaths of two men following a collision during the 2023 Sligo Stages Rally in County Sligo yesterday afternoon. Jean MacDonald from County Cavan and Dara Maguire from County Fermanagh both died after their car hit a wall during the rally. Kate Carlin reports.
The Sligo Stages Rally was halted following the serious incident in Ballymote at around 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon. The driver, who was in his 30s, and co-driver, who was in his 40s, both died after their car hit a wall during the sixth stage. The men's bodies were brought to Sligo University Hospital, where post-mortem examinations are due to take place today. In a statement, Motorsport Ireland said it extended its deepest sympathies to the families and friends of the two competitors. Gardaí have asked that footage of this collision is not shared across social media, and anyone with video footage is asked to make it available to Gardaí.
Speaking on Morning Ireland, the sporting manager of rallying's governing body, Motorsport Ireland, Art McCarrick, said it's not yet known whether road conditions were a factor in the incident.
There had been a full running of that stage previously without any incident. And, you know, matters like that will form part of the investigation, which we ourselves have launched, and also on Garda Síochána, and we are actively assisting them in their investigation.
A retired Dublin District Court judge has written to a number of government ministers and other state agencies, expressing his utmost concern over the welfare of some children in care and the likelihood of future legal challenges. According to the Child Law Project, Judge Dermot Sims sent a letter in May, accompanied by six reports to four ministers, relevant state bodies and an Oireachtas committee, calling for immediate and coordinated action to remedy the current crisis. Our social affairs correspondent, Alva Keneally.
The Child Law Project publishes regular reports from the courts regarding child protection orders and reports on the nature and outcomes of proceedings. Its latest publication includes 67 reports and a letter from a district court judge expressing concerns about the welfare of some children in care. 2 months ago, Judge Dermot Sims, who has since retired, sent a detailed letter accompanied by related documents after he was told in court by TUSLA of an unprecedented crisis facing it. It has primarily been caused by a lack of properly regulated suitable placements for foster care, residential placements and special care, as well as unfilled posts in the Child and Family Agency due to a shortage of qualified personnel and staff retention issues. Judge Sims said there was a risk, or indeed a likelihood, that the state would face claims in the future arising out of its failure to comply adequately with its duty of care and statutory duty to many of these children. The Child Law Project has echoed those concerns. Its CEO, Maria Corbett, described the lack of appropriate placements as having a detrimental effect on the care system.
Two people have been killed and their daughter critically injured after explosions on the Crimea Bridge, a major supply route for Russian troops fighting in Ukraine. Images from Reuters showed no traffic crossing the 19-kilometre road and rail bridge, while unverified footage appeared to show a section of the road on the bridge had split and was sloping to one side. The Russian-installed authorities in occupied Crimea blamed what they called the terrorist regime of Ukraine. The Ukrainian military said the incident could be an act of provocation on Moscow's side. Meanwhile, Ukraine has said its forces have retaken several square kilometres of territory around the eastern city of Bakhmut, which Russian forces seized in May. The city, once home to 70,000 people, has been destroyed by the longest and bloodiest battle of the 17-month war. The European Union has signed a partnership deal with Tunisia's autocratic president, Kais Saied, partly aimed at combating people trafficking. Tunisia has become the main departure point for migrants trying to cross the Mediterranean to Europe. Announcing the deal in Tunis, the European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen promised increased cooperation, border management and search and rescue operations. The Taoiseach and Minister for Foreign Affairs Micheál Martin begins a 5-day visit to South Africa and Mozambique today. Mr. Martin will meet senior government representatives, Irish-supported development organisations and leading Irish companies operating in both countries. Sean McIntyre reports.
With over 35,000 Irish citizens living here and bilateral trade amounting to €3.6 billion per annum, South Africa is Ireland's most important economic partner on the continent. During his visit, the Taoiseach will meet with some of the leading Irish companies operating in South Africa, companies which employ over 12,500 people. And today he will officially open new headquarters in Cape Town for the Kirby Group. South Africa was a key diplomatic player during the negotiations that led to the Good Friday Agreement, and later today the Taoiseach will acknowledge South Africa's role in securing the historic peace deal as he opens the Good Friday Agreement exhibition at the University of the Western Cape. The Taoiseach will also deliver a lecture highlighting the enduring bonds between South Africa and Ireland. Tomorrow, Mr. Martin will celebrate Mandela Day with community organisations in Pretoria and Johannesburg. He will hold a bilateral meeting with the South African Minister for International Relations, followed by a courtesy call on President Ramaphosa. Sean McAteehig in Cape Town.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. For highly efficient, sustainable home heating for your new build, choose Grant's A++ rated Airona heat pump. Visit grant.ie.
A mix of sunny spells and scattered showers. Cloud will gradually thicken this afternoon, with rain pushing into the southwest this evening. Highest temperatures 17 to 19 degrees in a light, occasionally moderate westerly breeze.